Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Ballard is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, the author of a bunch of books, including all the Whale Dunn books, and which we've talked about on the show before, and also What's the Rush, which is still one of my favorite books Jim has written. And he's our good friend, Jim. Welcome back to the show. Thanks again for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. You know, before the break, we were talking about the difference between InfoMind,
right,
which is all about data, and StoryMind, mm-hmm, which allows us the power of visualization. And one tells while the other shows. So the big rule in fiction writing is show, don't tell. In other words, you create scenes and you, mm-hmm, use dialogue and you enable the reader to see things. You don't just say, this happened and then that happened. And when you talk to somebody, that's the way to engage them. You know, you can talk in stories. It's much more interesting if you get up in a chamber meeting, you know, mm-hmm, and you're supposed to talk about your business instead of just facts and data. You know, tell a story. And
can I mention
the Whale Dunn books?
Yeah, go ahead.
There are three of them. The original one was Whale Dunn, where a guy was in trouble at home and in his business, didn't get along with people. He went to SeaWorld. He watched the Shamu show. Found out how they train these killer whales is to pay no attention to what they do wrong, but get all over them when they do right.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned how to go back and catch people doing things right, which is Ken Blanchard's byword.
Right.
Well, we use that in Whale Dunn parenting, catch your kids doing things right, and we did it in the Whale Dunn school, catch students doing things right, teachers catch students. So What we started out with was something that we wanted to teach. This is the point I'm after here. In each case, we took what we wanted to teach, and instead of telling it and making a regular how-to book, you do this and then you do that, we showed it. We created characters and built scenes and told what happened to them. And this way, we showed what we want the readers to do, and we showed the favorable results of doing it. All in an entertaining way, because we want to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
So the learnings when we do things that way, and I'm talking to business owners, now when you talk to your customers, you don't directly state the thing you want them to do. You put it in the form of a narrative, just a little one, and then what you want them to get sneaks up on them. The power of story is that it has ownership built right into it. Ownership, mm-hmm, you know, because the people, you're using their imagination, they're already using their brains in a way they don't with facts and data. They're just trying to remember those.
Well, and the story you told them is now their story, because they're going to tell somebody else, and it becomes their story, and they're going to tell it a little bit different than you. Let me give you a couple of points that demonstrate why storytelling is even more powerful today than ever.
Good.
You know, all these years of the Madison Avenue era, companies told customers what they could do, what they did do, what their products were capable of, why it would make them better, et cetera, et cetera. And we believed that. We even allowed ourselves to be manipulated. We let it happen. But today, people are saying, well, how do I know that that's true? And they're asking their peers. They're asking their friends. They're sharing those ideas. And so now they're listening more to the stories of their friends and believing that more than they're believing the advertising. So the stories are winning. And here's another quick thing. The younger generation, they're more likely to be interested in a story than they are in any manipulation, in being told.
Yeah,
and I that's the reason why I think what you're saying about stories is it's even more powerful today than ever before, and it's always been pretty powerful.
Well, we're all children, you know. We just got taller, but we're still kids, and we don't like to be told. We want to be we want to be entertained. We want to be engaged, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So good. We, you know, as usual, Jim, you and I are in agreement.
Well, I don't know. We've missed a few times when we weren't. Last thoughts, Jim. I've got about a minute or so. What's your last thoughts on storytelling?
Well, you know, I was talking about hire a writer. I don't think that's a bad idea at all. People have an advertising budget, but make sure there's a writer in there somewhere that can sit down with you and get the main facts of your story and then build it into a little tale mm-hmm. that you can put on your brochure, you can put it in your advertisement, you can run it in a press release in the paper, you can put it on your store window, I don't know. But get people into your story. That's my main point.
There's another thing they can do, Jim, and that I encourage them to do, and that is do a video with the owner of just being honest and straightforward, just in their own words, what they think about any particular thing, about why we're in business, how we treat our customers, how you put this part onto this machine, whatever it may be, and put that out there as a form of humanity for people to see that this is the human being behind this company. What do you think about that kind of a story?
I love it. It's you know, you're sharing something free, you're educating people, and they get the generosity of that.
Mm-hmm. And
plus, we like to watch movies and videos.
We do, don't we?
They're stories.
That's right. And again, we got stories with the face and the voice and the people. Hey, Jim, you want to give us a website?
I forget what it is.
All right. Well, we won't go there then. But check out all of his books, Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Thanks, Jim, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Bye, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.